The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Welcome to 2020 News, listeners, and welcome to your first episode of the new year of the BTN News Show. Hope everybody had a great Christmas, a great new year. Time to get back in reality, though. It is the 6th of January, 2020. Got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past weekend. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Alright, new year. Just want to sit down with your device, read that digital magazine coming from Google. Oops. Yeah, it's no longer offered. Yes, according to the folks over there at Android Police, the news team sent out emails to customers saying that the company is going to be killing print replica magazines in Google News. This came as a bit of a surprise to most people, considering that they work with about 200 publishers for this. So meeting now, subscribers won't be able to purchase new magazine issues anymore. They will, however, though, if you feel like reading old news. You'll continue to have access to stuff you've already gotten before. And just if you're wondering if you've made payment within the last 30 days for the service, have no fear, your refund will be coming. We now have official confirmation from Samsung that Galaxy S11 event, yeah, it's coming next month. Bet you can't guess the date, can ya? Oh yeah, it's February 11th. Gee, I wonder who came up with that one. Yes, the next Galaxy flagship smartphone will be unveiled in all its glory next month. And this isn't a rumor, it's actually official. Samsung Mobile actually announced it via Twitter. As for where it will be held, well, in good old San Francisco. And the Galaxy S11 may not be the only thing we'll be seeing. Apparently, Samsung's also at work on a new foldable phone, and even though it may not be ready for pre-sale, we might be just seeing how they're coming along with it. One thing is for sure, Samsung did reveal they will be unveiling more than just one device at the February 11th show. Facebook Messenger alcoholics out there that just can't get enough of it. Need it on your smartphone, you need it on your desktop, and you also need dark mode? Well, we've ticked all the boxes for you now. And all of this comes courtesy of 100 megabytes smaller than the old version. Unfortunately now, though, if you got a 32-bit processor, yeah, the new Messenger app for desktop, it won't support it anymore. Now, yes, like I said, dark mode, yep, it's there. Full screen mode has also been added. You got the ability to send files, too. You can also permanently delete sent messages as well. Or you can hide chats entirely. And all this nice little package from Facebook comes with a new icon for your desktop as well. And finally, oh, good old Netflix. Even though stockholders probably aren't happy about this. In fact, investors kind of complained about the lack of growth in Netflix late last year. Netflix India was saying, hey, this thing going around about free Netflix, don't believe it. Sent out by the official Netflix India Twitter account, they actually commented on another account saying, hey, want free Netflix subscription for 6 months? It had a number to call, and then you get the name and password. Well, they said, well, this is absolutely fake. Don't believe this. They actually went on to say that if you want free Netflix, please use someone else's account, like the rest of us. Nah, I'm not making that up. That's actually what they said. Of course, we all known for years now that it's been kind of customary to say, hey, I want to try out Netflix. Can I have your name and password? And in most cases, yeah, Netflix hasn't really cared. Investors in the company, yeah, that's a different story. But apparently in India, Netflix, yeah, they're still okay with the old ways of doing stuff. We'll see how long that lasts, though. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop onto our website as well, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful shows over there. We got the Mac Show for you, the Big Show, of course, the new show, and so much more. And this is all made possible by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Yes, that is the ones that keep the British Tech Network up and running. They do a fantastic job of it, too, and we think they'll do the same for you. Want some great, reliable web hosting for yourself starting off the new year? Give them a try today at tsohost.com. You can also find us, of course, over on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. And come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. It is a lot of fun, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.